This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. At a news conference today at the White House, President Trump said he feels no vulnerability to coronavirus in the Oval Office because everyone who enters his office is tested for coronavirus before they come in. He expressed confidence that the person who tested positive for coronavirus on Vice President Mike Pence's staff, that is his press secretary, will be out of quarantine very soon. Questioned as to why he was not wearing a protective mask, Trump said, "I'm very far away from everyone." He noted that most other people in the White House today were wearing masks and said he is behind that order that White House staffers wear masks. He said there's good and bad about face masks. It's not a one-sided thing, he said, and did not elaborate. He also predicted the reopening of the U.S. economy would be, in his words, a transition to greatness. The United States is moving quickly toward relaxing restrictions and opening commerce from the coronavirus shutdown, but a leading expert on the pandemic says the results will be more infections and deaths. Governors in 47 of the 50 U.S. states have now eased commercial restrictions, allowing stores, restaurants, and other businesses to reopen on a limited basis, while often requiring that social distancing of at least 2 meters be maintained. Mostly, however, the states have not met federal guidelines of a declining number of infections over a 2-week period. Nearly 80,000 people have died in the United States from the pandemic, by far more than in any other country in the world. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington now forecasts more than 137,000 Americans will die by early August, an increase from its projection of 134,000 a week ago. It attributed that to relaxation of coronavirus restrictions. VOA News. Multiple countries in Europe eased some COVID-19-related restrictions Monday in an effort to restart their economies while still being wary of the spread of the coronavirus. The World Health Organization warned Monday that 3 key questions must be answered before any country can begin easing restrictions. Is the epidemic under control? Is the healthcare system able to cope with a resurgence of cases? Is the public health surveillance system able to detect and manage the cases and their contact? Those 3 questions were posed by Tedros Adhanom, the director general of the World Health Organization, in a media briefing on Monday. He noted resurgences of cases in South Korea, Germany, and China after those countries eased some restrictions. After 8 weeks of lockdown, France on Monday allowed people to go out without permits and let some shops open. Bars, restaurants, and theaters were still closed. Turkey reopened shopping malls Monday with temperature checkpoints and mask requirements, also limits on the number of people allowed in stores. People were allowed to eat outdoors in Spain on Monday. Some children in the Netherlands and in Switzerland returned to school, and some states in Germany reopened gyms. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin announced Monday that starting Tuesday, the country will begin reopening its economy, resuming work at industrial plants and construction sites. Most businesses in the service industry, including hairdressers and non-food stores, will remain closed. South Korea, which has for weeks now had very low numbers of new infections, reported more than 30 new cases for the 2nd day in a row on Monday. Most of them were connected to an outbreak at nightclubs and bars in Seoul. Officials are worried about a re-emergence of the virus as people return to their normal lives. And some measure of normal life is set to resume Tuesday in India, with the country's rail lines running again for the first time since late March. But India also reported its highest one-day increase in confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Monday. Worldwide, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases has surpassed 4.1 million. The global death tally is more than 282,000, according to Johns Hopkins University statistics. The U.S. Justice Department says it's weighing whether to issue hate crimes charges against 2 men in Georgia for the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, an unarmed black man. He was shot in the small coastal town of Brunswick, Georgia, in February while he was jogging. The alleged shooters, a father and son, told police they believed Arbery matched the appearance of a burglary suspect. The 2 suspects were arrested only last week after video of the shooting appeared online and went viral. They've been charged now with felony murder and aggravated assault. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
VOA. VOA 1. VOA 1. The best music now.
Troye Sivan, he's an Australian singer and actor, and that is called My, My, My. I'm Larry London. For another hour of the hits here on VOA1, Katy Perry's going to have a baby girl sometime this year. She and her fiancé, Orlando Bloom, are very accepted and very excited and very happy and looking forward to it. And I know that Katy has been kind of judging from home on American Idol, doing a virtual thing, and it's been kind of interesting. And I know that recently in an interview over the weekend for the World Health Organization, she admitted that her hormones are starting to kick in and she's crying a lot more at home. Very, very emotional these days. And there's also a report that she and Taylor Swift have recorded a song together. Here's Katy Perry, Never Really Over.
I'm losing my self-control. Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in. But I don't want to fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. I tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. And I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess. Why wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. guess I could try hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain, 'cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. I tell myself, tell myself, tell myself, draw the line, and I do, I do. But once in a while I trip up and I cross the line. I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess, but wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never. About everything that I eat, feeling myself as a felony. Jedi level sabotage, voices in my head make up my entourage. 'Cause I'm a black belt when I'm beating up on myself, but I'm an expert at giving love to somebody else. I need myself and I need myself and I. Oh. Enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder when I love me is enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why am I always looking for a ride or die? 'Cause mine's the only heart I'm gonna have for love. After all the times I went and messed it up. I wonder when I love me is enough. Should be paying rent. I'm way too good at listening. All these comments messing up my energy. 'Cause I'm a black belt when I'm beating up on myself, but I'm an expert at giving love to somebody else. I need myself and I need myself and I. Oh, why do I compare myself to everyone? And I always got my finger on the self-destruct. I wonder when I love me is enough. Enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why am I always looking for a ride or die? 'Cause that's the only heart I have for love. After all the times I went and messed it up.
Demi Lovato, I Love Me on VOA 1. Demi, outspoken about mental health, the importance of maintaining some solid mental health and keeping it together. She herself has been in rehab, almost lost her life at a near-fatal drug overdose, has struggled with addiction throughout her life, but she's doing okay. And she said, let me be an example to those who are struggling. Mental Health Month right now, Mental Health Awareness Month. My name is Larry London. Something on all our minds these days is the coronavirus and how it's affecting everybody. Well, the Voice of America is going to host a global town hall about the novel virus. And global experts will be there to answer your questions about the origins of the new coronavirus and what will be our new norm when everybody returns to school and work and gets to go out of the house. As we search for a vaccine, we'll hear about all the ways the virus will change our lives. And all you have to do is listen to VOA's Global Town Hall meeting right here on VOA 1, The Hits, on Tuesday and Thursday at 800 UTC. Tomorrow and Thursday, 800 UTC. Here's Harry Styles and Adore You on VOA 1.
Making things right between us. Maybe it's 6:45. Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. For every other girl you meet, it's too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now, doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart. Let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses and carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Music and more. BOA 1.
You can run free, I won't hold it against ya. You do your thing, never wanted a future. If I knew how to put it romantic, speaking my truth, there's no need to panic. No, let's not put a label on it, let's keep it for.
Kiss her with your eyes closed. I bet you're still walking on a tightrope. Miss me so much, you've been going psycho. You ain't gotta say it, baby, I know. It's a thin line between all this love and hate. And if you switch sides, you're gonna have to claim your place. So baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. Yeah, baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. And tell me how you hate me, hate me. Still trying to replace me.
You hate me because I don't let you play no mind. chase me. Hopefully you see it clear, hopefully it's HD. Bet you wonder why the last few months I've been spacey. In your head I sing.
And tell me how you hate me, still trying to replace me. Chase me, chase me, tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me, wish you never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby, tell me how you hate me. Hate me, hate me, still trying to replace me. Chase me, chase me, tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me, wish you never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby, tell me how you hate me. It's a thin line between all this love and hate. If you switch sides, you're gonna have to claim your place. So baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. Yeah, baby, this time you're gonna have to seal your fate. And tell me how you hate me, hate me. Still trying to replace me. Chase me, chase me. Tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me. Wish you never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby. Tell me how you hate me.
That one's called Hate Me, and it features the late Juice WRLD. I'm Larry London, VOA1, playing the hits.